Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Their substance was so great, they couldn't dwell together. Verse 6, there was strife between the herdsmen. Abram, verse 8, Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdmen and your herdmen, for we're brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me. There wasn't enough room for both of them. If you take the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you come into Zoar. And Lot chose him, all the plain of Jordan. Big mistake. I said big mistake. Huge. If you had been in Lot's shoes, what would you have said? Huh? If you'd have been smart, you'd have said, hey, I can have a cow sale. But the Lord hooked me up with you. And I'm staying with you. And I'll fix this. We'll have a goat sale, a sheep sale. Now, what kind of God did Abraham know? The blesser and a God who made him rich. Right? What kind of man did God know here? One who would completely obey him. And what else do we see here? A man who was unselfish. A man who preferred his brother. Right? Here's where a lot of people lose their prosperity. You cannot be selfish. I mean, your faith works by what? Love. Love does not seek its own. Doesn't demand or insist on its own rights, its own way. It defers. Can you see what a man Abraham was and is? He's the patriarch. He's the man with the blessing on his life. He's the man who knows God above any around there. He's the patriarch. He took Lot in. When Lot didn't have a daddy of his own and a family of his own, took Lot in when he had nothing, raised him like his own. When Abraham made a deal, he said, now Lot, these cows over here are a good deal. I'm going to buy 100 of those. Here's a little money. Won't you buy you one? And every time Abraham bought, Lot bought. Abraham sold, Lot sold. That's how he got rich. And Abraham says, now we can't have this strife. No strife. You want to go left? I'll go right. You want to go right? I'll go left. You just pick what you want and I'll go the other way. That's the kind of man God can bless. That's the kind of woman God can bless. Amen. And when Lot, the younger, the one dependent, he said, that's the best. I'm going to take the best for myself. Huge mistake. Next thing you see, he's lost everything, all of his stuff, all of his belongings, all of his house, his wife, up in the mountains in incest. That's how he wound up, because of this choice. What kind of man can God bless? An obedient man and unselfish man. Now let's look at something else here about Abraham in this same chapter. Well, excuse me, not this chapter, but it's right after it. Genesis 14. The story's told about, you know, Lot has moved down to Sodom and Gomorrah. And verse 1, Genesis 14, it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elazar, Kedor, Laomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of nations. These kings, how many is that? Five? One, two, three, 4 maybe. They made war with the king of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you know the story, they overcame them. They conquered Sodom and Gomorrah, and they took all the people and all the stuff, including Lot, who was living at the wrong place. They took Lot, they took his wife, they took his daughters, they took all his cows, they took all his sheep, they took all his gold, they took everything he had and took him off as a prisoner of war, I suppose to be sold as slaves or killed. And Abraham found out about it. Somebody escaped and told him. And verse 14, when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. These are his employees. And many of them was born in his own house. 318. Told you he's rich. It took all these people just to handle his stuff. And, you know, if you look at the whole story, some of his neighbors hooked up with him. And they went to face these four kings and their armies. Him and his staff. And his friends. What kind of man can God bless? A man who's not afraid. A man who believes God can do anything. Right? A man who believes it's not too late. It's not impossible. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. I mean, they went and attacked these guys. He had some tough employees, buddy. And verse 16, and he did what? He brought back all the goods. And he brought his brother Lot and his goods and the women and the people. He won. A miracle. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him. I'm telling you, this is a miracle. At the valley of Sheva, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, king of Salem. Have you read Hebrews? You know who this is a type of? It's a type of our high priest, the Lord and Master Savior Jesus. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, a type of Jesus. And he blessed him, and he said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram did what? Gave him tithes of all of it. What kind of God did Abraham know? He knew a God who was the blesser, who pronounced a blessing on him. He knew the God who made him rich. He knew the God who delivered him and protected him. What kind of man did God know? He knew a man who would obey him, leave anything, go anywhere, and give anything. Right? He knew a man who was unselfish. Prefer his brother. Walk away from the best. God also knew a man who was a tither. Right? We're talking about what kind of man, what kind of woman can God bless like he blessed Abraham? Somebody said, "Oh, now he's done got into this tithing." I didn't get into it. I'm reading the Bible. It's amazing how folk, you know, they want to clam up and go, "Oh, you're going to..." Look, we don't ask anybody for anything. We don't ask people to give. We don't ask people to tithe. I tithe. This church tithes. Our ministry tithes. Why? I know where my blessing comes from.
Hallelujah.
I'm not dumb. Now get the picture here. Here comes the priest of the Most High. Abram comes home with all his employees. He comes home with Lot and his family and all the money and all the stuff. He knows why they didn't get wiped out, why they weren't made a greasy spot by the armies of four kings. Right? He knows why they're back home richer than when they left. So what does he do? He returns the tenth portion. Amen to God. That's a big part of what tithing is. Tithing is worship. Tithing is acknowledging where your blessing comes from. Tithing is acknowledging who your source is. People who refuse to tithe are either ignorant of the word of the scripture, or if they know it, they're proud. What do you mean? Well, this money's my money. I earned that money by the sweat of my brow. I was smart. I made the trade. I made the deal. I knew when to buy and I knew when to sell. I made that money. That's my money. I ain't giving 10% of that to God. That's my money. These are ignorant people and proud people who don't acknowledge who gives them their every breath, who don't acknowledge who gives them their every heartbeat. These are people who don't acknowledge that without the grace of God, you couldn't have made a dime. Right? How many know who your source is? Where your blessing comes from? If you know that and believe that, then you have no trouble tithing. Right? Because you know as you gladly return the tenth to God, there's a lot more where this came from. Right? What kind of man did God know? He knew a tither, right? Everybody say a tither. A tither.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-326. That's R-326, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.